Level B1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a woman called Chris talking to a group of people about her photographs. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You will hear the information twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at part 1.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming. I'm very happy to see you all here. I've come today to share my photography with you. It was just a hobby at the beginning, but soon became much more than that. I used to take pictures every afternoon after school and later after work, but now I work 4 days a week instead of 5. That means I spend Friday, Saturday and Sunday on my photography. I have photographs published in all national magazines at least once a month. I love to give up my job and spend all my time taking pictures, but I work as a translator and I earn more that way. Of course, I make some money from selling my pictures, enough to pay for all my equipment, that is cameras, software and so on. I love to go to art college full time for a year, but I've got a house to pay and a car to run. I first became interested in art when I was at secondary school. I used to go out in the forest near the school during the break time and pretend I took photographs of what I saw, flowers, insects, trees. Then we had photography classes twice a week and I learned how to use the different lenses. Those classes were really useful for me and ever since then I've had lessons of some kind. I've attended evening classes for adults and been on what they call photography rallies, where you go out into the countryside with your camera during the day and then sit and discuss your work with a teacher and the other photographers over a cup of tea. Those weekends are great. You learn so much talking to other people studying with you. I've been taking pictures in loads of different places and countries. I've been to Sicily and captured impressive cliffs and beautiful sunrises. I've been to China and Nepal and taken pictures of the local people in the marketplaces selling all types of goods. My favorite place is still the Lake District. I love walking in the mountains full of those different birds, especially in spring. Well, I'll finish now by showing you some photographs I took during my last trip. After that, there'll be time to relax with a cup of coffee and to ask your questions. Oh, and you'll find some leaflets about my next book called Faces of the World, which was published just last week.
Now, listen again.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming. I'm very happy to see you all here. I've come today to share my photography with you. It was just a hobby at the beginning, but soon became much more than that. I used to take pictures every afternoon after school and later after work, but now I work 4 days a week instead of 5. That means I spend Friday, Saturday and Sunday on my photography. I have photographs published in all national magazines at least once a month. I love to give up my job and spend all my time taking pictures, but I work as a translator and I earn more that way. Of course, I make some money from selling my pictures, enough to pay for all my equipment, that is cameras, software and so on. I love to go to art college full-time for a year, but I've got a house to pay and a car to run. I first became interested in art when I was at secondary school. I used to go out in the forest near the school during the break time and pretend I took photographs of what I saw, flowers, insects, trees. Then we had photography classes twice a week and I learned how to use the different lenses. Those classes were really useful for me, and ever since then I've had lessons of some kind. I've attended evening classes for adults and been on what they call photography rallies, where you go out into the countryside with your camera during the day and then sit and discuss your work with a teacher and the other photographers over a cup of tea. Those weekends are great. You learn so much talking to other people studying with you. I've been taking pictures in loads of different places and countries. I've been to Sicily and captured the impressive cliffs and beautiful sunrises. I've been to China and Nepal and taken pictures of the local people in the marketplaces selling all types of goods. My favorite place is still the Lake District. I love walking in the mountains full of those different birds, especially in spring. Well, I'll finish now by showing you some photographs I took during my last trip. After that, there'll be time to relax with a cup of coffee and to ask your questions. Oh, and you'll find some leaflets about my next book called Faces of the World, which was published just last week.